using a new one this time.
Scene 5. The Push-Pulley House. Background. The faint noise of a lawnmower.
I can hear that old fool of a father right now. He's no doubt taking all the credit.
The Push-Pulleys and the Push-Pulleys alone are responsible. I trust, my dear, you made that clear to the press. Were it not for our having immigrated to this medieval country where the PM speaks directly to God, this discovery would have never taken place.
Then be glad that I urged you to make the move. When they telephoned, I really didn't know what to say, at least at first. I thought by now everyone knew the painting came from Mr. Quadro, yes, but who wrote the letter of offer?
You, my dear. Most decidedly you.
I mailed the letter myself.
As I recall, it was raining.
Cats and dogs.
You took it to the post office.
In a squall.
Yes, I remember.
Do you also remember, Herbert, how Mr. Quadro sympathized when I said that what the altar at St. Osling needed was a sweet face to replace the sour-faced Madonna?
True, but you had no way of knowing that the painting would turn out to be so valuable.
It wasn't lost on me that Mr. Quadro leaves nothing to chance. That's why he collects his own rents.
I think what surprised me most was not that you actually took the liberty of responding positively to Mr. Quadro's inquiry about St. Osling buying the painting, but that you somehow persuaded him to accept half his asking price.